Taking inquiries and reservation requests from walk-ins. Very often, we have a lot of people walking into our hotel lobby. They approach the information desks and they ask for tariffs, the type of rooms, etc. We should be very, the staff at the counter should be very polite in answering the numerous questions that are asked, put forward to them, and they have to prepare the reservation list. It is very important to take at least some advance for a reservation made by the walk-in, because if the guest does not turn up, we will have a problem in blocking the rooms and not selling it. Preparing for the arrival of the guest. The front office maintains a record of guest arrival, expected arrivals list. In the night shift, the staff prepares this list of the guest arrivals, who all are to come, all the names of the guest, how many rooms are required. The pre-arrival list is formatted. On the basis of this, we are aware that how many rooms have to be allotted during the day and how many guests are going to check in. At the time of check-in, it is very important, again as I told you earlier, that the registration form has to be filled in. The guest signs the registration form. It is a very important document of the hotel and it is to be filed and kept for further use. All information about the guest is in the check-in form or the registration form. Selling the facilities and services of the hotel. At check-in, usually, since the staff comes in direct contact with the guest, the front office staff can inform the guest of the numerous facilities that the hotel provides. The business center, the conference room, the banquet halls, which he may not be aware of. Especially guests who are coming for the first time or the walk-in guests have to be informed of the facilities that the hotel has. Responding to the guest problems and queries and referring to other departments. This is again answering a problem solving matter. Providing information of guests to the related departments. This is coordination and communication to other departments. If the guest requires an additional blanket or an additional pillow, it is very important that the front office, if he is informed, to inform the right department. Housekeeping department takes care of all the guest needs in his room. There are various amenities that are provided, like shampoo, soap, water, etc. So all this has to be seen by the housekeeping department. If there is any problem in the matter, the housekeeping department has to be alerted. Maintaining guest records. All records of the guest has to be maintained, and this is the function of the front office. The front office opens into the back office where most of the filing cabinets, the details of the guest, etc., are all kept into the filing cabinets. Accounting and billing. Posting of charges and payments of each guest bills. Guest bills have to be cleared on a daily basis. There is a limit which each hotel gives to the guest, credit limit. But most of the hotels make it a point that at the end of the day that the guest comes and settles his bill, and not only at departure time. Recording the charges and payments in relevant accounting records. Balancing of the records. Usually most of the guests pay a lump sum advance instead of settling the bills on daily basis. So this lump sum advance, if it is recorded, it has to be recorded and the balance accounted on a daily basis. Preparation of management reports. There are several reports that are sent out from the front office. The information, arrival list, the departure list, the expected arrivals list, the room occupancy list, the house status list. Status list gives you the number of adults, children, females, males. The status list gives you the total number of guests according to their age also, so that at any time we can have a statistical report made. Handling payments, monies and valuables like a bank. Most of the hotels have safe deposit lockers, either in the room. The 5-star hotels have a small locker in the room where the guest can keep its valuables. Smaller hotels have it in the back office where the cashier is dealing with these lockers. The guest is allotted a locker to keep his valuables for a nominal charge, where he has to give back the key on departure. Opening and preparation of guest accounts. Guest accounts are again handled by the cashier, the front office cashier, and all expenses in the F&B department or any other department is paid into the account here. Handling foreign currency exchange for guest. One of the most important functions of the front office cashier is to handle foreign currency for the guest. Especially foreign guests who do not have Indian currency want to exchange their currency, the hotel makes arrangements for this. Accepting and processing payments for the guest. All payments that the guest have to make are made at the front office cashier, to the front office cashier from time to time, providing the cash requirements for other departments. Cash requirements of other departments means that if there is any errand has to be, the bell desk requires some amount to take the guest somewhere, the petty cash is handled by the cashier. Safe custody system of the guest deposits valuable. As I explained earlier, the safe deposit vaults or a locker is into the guest room and they do not have to go and keep their valuables into the bank for a short stay with the hotel. Switchboard. Switchboard is nothing but the telephone exchange or the communication department of the hotel. This section also comes under the front office because it is very closely linked with the front office. Directing incoming calls to appropriate departments and hotels. All calls that come into the hotel comes through the telephone exchange and it is directed to the different departments. It is very important that this department does not relieve or give out any of the information about the guest to outside party who has called the hotel. Some of the hotel switchboard operators may take messages on behalf of guests, make personal wake-up calls and also handle incoming and outgoing mail. Switchboard operator, that the telephone operator, if the guest is not in the room, most of the hotels direct the call to the information desk where the information staff takes down the message and not the telephone operator. In very small organizations, the telephone operator is in charge of the information department section also. So there she or he takes the messages on behalf of the guest. More sophisticated network now allows guests to dial out and direct from their room and receive direct calls. Now with the mobiles and all, we do not have much of the load with the telephone operator. They make their calls, STD, ISD, etc. through their mobiles, and hence the workload of the telephone operator has reduced a lot. Responsible for general guest or visit inquiries and direction. This department comes under the front office where other information is also given to the guest. Handling and outgoing mail for guests, organizing taxi and valet parking. Valet parking is one of the important things because by the time the guest goes down to the parking lot and comes back, this facility is provided by the hotel to the guest. and where the valet parking, the taxis and the outgoing, ingoing mail is also operated or handled by the front office staff. Today we do not have much of this mails handled by this hotel because there is very few mail coming in the form of postage letters by post. Most of the mails come through the email. So there are other email facilities or computer facilities given to the guest, internet facilities in the hotel room, where they do not have mail handling in physical form. Handle car hire, flight confirmations, tour bookings, entertainment tickets for guests. The front office also handles air bookings. The travel decks is a part of the front office in most of the hotels, and they handle onward journey, not only air tickets, but today we have also railway tickets being booked for the guest on behalf of the guest by the hotel. Baggage handling and storage. This comes under the bell decks. If the guest wants to leave his baggage in the hotel and go to another city, on his return journey, he decides to pick it up. So we have something called the left luggage room, but the necessary tags have to be very well placed, the name of the guest, room number, when he departed from the hotel, when he is coming to collect his bill, when he is coming to collect his luggage is very, very important. All details have to be put onto the tag and placed on the bag. Supervising a range of uniform staff can be additional responsibilities of the front office. The uniform staff are the ones who are very difficult to handle. You find them loitering about the place sometimes, so we have to see that they are under a total and complete control. Door person, this is mainly the duties of the uniform staff, what exactly they do. It is the doorman who opens the door on the arrival of the guest. The bell desk person takes the luggage up to the room, time of arrival, time of departure, he brings back the luggage down into the lobby and sees that it is transported along with the guest to wherever place, whichever place he goes. Lift attendant, parking attendant, cloakroom attendants, these all come under the housekeeping department and not under the front office. Guest relations officer create personal relations with the guest. Usually guests comes into the hotel and wants to see the hotel. They want to come back again for a bigger function or a bigger entertainment along with more people. So they speak to the public relations officer. The public relations officer has to give them all the necessary informations, and if it is a good booking, she can also provide some discounts. Necessary discounts can be updated with the guest. Talking to those who are traveling alone. Sometimes people travel alone, and that is the time when the public relations officer could make himself or herself available to address such people. Support sales staff for providing guests with information about the hotel. Providing non-routine guest services when required. Non-routine guest services are those services that are not given on a daily basis. For example, if the guest is not well and he or she wants a doctor to be called, it is very important that the front office reception counter arranges for such facility to the guest. Job title, department and place of work. Every staff of the front office has a job designation or a job title. They know where they have to work, the roster, their place of work and their timings. Very importantly, we have the major functions of the front office staff. Besides all the requirements, we have also the C form to be filled for foreigners. We have a bouquet of flowers to be sent on the birthday of the guest. If we know that it is his birthday, when his date of birth is already mentioned in the registration form, and that's how it gives us a clue of all this. Person's position to whom the job holder is responsible. This is related with the organization chart of the front office. Once you know your position in the organization chart, you know whom you are going to, who is the authority, who is below you, who is above you. Person's position to whom the job holder is responsible. List of main duties, tasks and responsibilities entitled by the job. Main duties, tasks and responsibilities. From time to time, additional jobs may be allotted to you as a front office staff. Sometimes we have group check-ins, and that is the time when the load of the front office staff increases. There is more responsibility in allocating the right rooms. When we say we have to allocate the right rooms, the groups, the people in the groups would like to stay very close to each other. So if we have pre-reservation made, it becomes very easy for the front office staff to get the right room set up on the same floor next to each other for the entire group. Such group bookings are usually made by travel agents and tour operators, where the occupancy is as high as even 50 persons in a group. Other departments or roles with which the job holder must regularly liaison, communicate or cooperate. The other departments are engineering department, security department, housekeeping department, the laundry, the linen room, the uniform, the F&B department and the food production department. We have all these departments work in close coordination with each other. Reservation desks which attend to the concentrated within business hours will tend to be concentrated within business hours. Even though we have one or two people working in the front office and the reception counter, we find at times that it is very difficult to handle when a group comes in or when there are two or more guests checking in at the same time and there are numerous departures taking place at the same time. Hence, the responsibility of the staff at that time is very important. Back office will operate normal and extended office hours. The back office usually operates 8 to 8, but in bigger hotels, we have the back office functioning for 12 hours or in shift duties. Billing and cashing activities in the early morning, middle of the day and in the evening. Cashiers also available during the shift at all times, and hence we have to see that the cashier is ready with all his bills. Especially the expected departure list has to be given to the cashier in time so that he keeps his bills ready for the day. Reception, night audit, portal, switchboard may need to be covered overnight. Most of the front office sections, not only those that are addressed here, all work around the clock. How working and shift is managed in various hotels. Work organization, the basis of shift, day staff works as early or late shift. Separate night shifts, generally smaller, is employed to cover night shifts. 15 to 30 minutes of handover between shifts. As I said earlier, that the front office is manned for 24 hours round the clock. We have staff working in this department in shifts. Mostly the shift begins at 6 o'clock in the morning, 6 to 2. Then we have an overlapping shift of 1 to 10. We have a 9 to 6 again in the night shift where we have the staff taking over charge of everything that is left behind by the earlier staff. Most important thing is the log book, which is maintained at the front office, where all the pending jobs or the important assignments or the important requirements of guests are written down. It is very important that every staff that comes on duty should go through the log book and see the duties and responsibilities of the day. He has to sign the log book after he or she has read it. Unique challenge of the front office manager: drawing up and maintaining shift rosters, ensuring all shifts are adequately covered, and also being flexible to the needs of the staff. When we have the duty roster made, it is very important that all staff are given a fair chance. It's the duty of the front office manager to prepare the duty roster in advance so that the staff can plan out their other activities. The guest cycle: pre-arrival, arrival, occupancy and departure. As we have discussed earlier, pre-arrival deals with reservations. Reservations is that mode of guest details that he gives information before he arrives. Arrival is the check-in procedure where the registration form is filled. It's a one-to-one contact with the guest and the staff. The occupancy: during occupancy, the guest comes in contact with various other departments besides front office. He comes in contact with housekeeping for his housekeeping needs. For example, if he requires a additional blanket or he requires some soap or water, he will inform the housekeeping department. He comes in contact with F&B department where room service is concerned, where he gives his orders for breakfast or other meals that are required by him. At departure, again he comes in contact with the front office reception counter. He comes in contact with the bell decks for his luggage. He comes in contact with the cashier for the settlement of his bills. And lastly but not the least, when he leaves the hotel, he comes in contact with the doorman. While hotel segregates the activities into various departments, the point of view of guest is completely different. Some of the aspects to consider are provided below. Guests experience the hotel less as a vertical structure than an horizontal process. For the guest, the experience is chronological, unfolding as a series of events, activities and services received over a time. As you all know that once a guest enters the hotel, he comes in contact with different staff. There are some staff which he may not see at all. They are called the back staff, like the food production staff, like the housekeeping staff. He may not encounter this staff at all. But the services and activities that he receives, he feels that it comes from the front office, since he is in direct contact with the front office staff. Guests should not feel that he or she is having to cross over from one separate department to another at each stage. This is possible because of the close coordination that every department has. The guests will never know that one department informs the other department. He feels that everyone works like a team, and that should be the impression that every front office staff gives to the guest. Seamless service: to evaluate the role of the front office in terms of guest cycle and not in terms of departmental roles and responsibilities. Seamless service is that service that does not hinder with the other occupancies of the hotel. Number of departments in a large hotel have individual activities which may include concern on rising revenue, earning profits for the hotels and other activities. Concern on rising revenue. Yes, revenue at front office is very important. One of the most important functions of the front office staff is to increase the revenue of the hotel. It's something called upselling in the hotel industry. Is where a guest requires a room, a more expensive room could be sold to him. Besides this, additional services like the restaurant service, the bar service, the gym service, the health club, etc. could be extended to him so that he may utilize the services and pay for the same. Other activities that involve is to see that foreign exchange is given to the guest in time, credit card is handled well, etc.